Okay, ready? Check it out. $16, a pearl necklace, some guy's flask, and one diamond earring. What are you looking at me like that for? This again. Okay. You've got to lighten up about this whole stealing thing. These people are from first class. They won't even know their stuff is missing. Plus, I didn't steal the diamond earring. I found it under a seat. Well, finders keepers. What? I don't make the rules. Look, it's not like I enjoy stealing. I don't do it for fun. I do feel bad afterwards. But a little guilt is a small price to pay if it means we don't starve to death. If you have any better ideas, I'm all ears. Besides, it's not like you paid for that coffee you're drinking. The coffee is free, but only for passengers. We are technically not passengers because we did not pay for our tickets. Are we even allowed to be in the dining car this late? I'm just saying. Imagine coming this far just to get busted for drinking coffee after hours. Hey, are you sure that's a good idea? The caffeine. How are you gonna get any sleep tonight? You weren't going to get any anyway? Why? The train whistle. Yeah. I've been train hopping since I was 16, and it still wakes me up. Not to mention, it's not very comfortable sleeping sitting up, wedged between two strangers. And that's coming from someone who's slept on a roof. Hey, look out the window. It looks like a Christmas card out there, doesn't it? So many trees, with the snow rolling past. See, this is why I love drifting from place to place. 2 days ago, we were basking in the sun on the coast. And now we're in the mountains. Most people don't dream of getting to travel this much. And sure, we do it on an empty stomach, but it's still better than being confined to one place. We get to be new people every day. For example, right now, I am Theodora Markov. Yeah, that's what my ticket says. What's yours again? Charlie Wollstonecraft. That reminds me, I found this in the real Theodora's pocket back at the train station. I've never really gotten a close look at a medallion before, but I'm pretty sure it's real gold. Pretty, huh? People are too careless with pretty things. Are you still mad at me? About all the stealing? So you're not mad, just disappointed. That's somehow worse. You didn't used to have a problem with it. So your conscience has just been wearing you down over time, is that it? Yeah, I'm not blind. I started noticing something was up a couple years ago. When you started asking if you could stand guard instead of stealing with me. At first, I thought you were just scared that we were gonna get caught. Then I guess I realized it was a moral thing. Look, we're a team, you and me. And the only way this works is if we're on the same page. So, I'm trying to see things from your perspective, but I just don't see the harm. We steal a few trinkets, pawn them off, and make enough money for dinner while half the time the people we steal from don't even know their thing's missing. No one gets hurt. Well, I agree that it's wrong, but it's not murder. I don't know. Maybe we just don't work anymore. Maybe we're too different. Do you remember when we first met? It was just like this. Late at night, on a train. I was planning on pickpocketing you, till I found out that you were just as poor as I was. We were both running from something. Once we became friends, though, I don't know, it didn't feel like I was running from anything anymore. No, it felt like I was chasing after something. A fresh start. Lots of fresh starts. I will be right back. Don't go anywhere, okay? You are a bad influence on me, Wollstonecraft. And by that, I mean a good influence. I returned the money. And the pearls, and the flask. And I even put the earring back where it was. It's a little late to give back the medallion, but I was thinking we'd pawn it off and give the money to like an orphanage or something. You were right. No more stealing. See, now that is a much better look on your face. Much better than the disapproving frown. Are you happy? Good. That's all I want. So, what now? I mean, how are we gonna survive? Gambling? Is that a joke? Not funny. I'm not very good at poker anyways, so. Can I just ask you something? Answer honestly. Do you think I'm a bad person? A bad person wouldn't have returned this stuff. Yeah, but to be honest, I don't even know if I did it for the right reasons. Because, more than anything, I care what you think of me. And I don't know, I guess I just really hate disappointing you. I was afraid that I would lose you. What? Fresh start. Deal.